to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and it is good to be back. Right. Today, what I'm going to do is just let's talk to ourselves, okay? And, you know, I just devoted the whole of today for you and I to have a conversation on what's going on. But I need to settle something first, you know, about the vacation that I took. Now, the kind of person that I am, I plan my life 365 days ahead. The things I hope to be able to be doing at this same time next year, I've gotten it tucked in somewhere. Now, I go on vacation 4 times a year, okay? That also has to do with age. It has to do with, because look, when you get, once you're 60, in fact, once you're about 55, you're now in what we call management. Like my Olori Ebi would say, the Baba Gunwa, he would say, atiwa management, you need to manage yourself well. So I think I owe it a duty to explain to you why I was absent during this period. This holiday that I went had been planned 2 years ago. Usually when I go on holiday, I don't just like go on holiday just like that. Sometimes I could go for a conference. Sometimes I could go for a course. Sometimes I could go for a vacation that involves other people. So you need to reschedule. I could go for a reunion. So this holiday had been scheduled long before the politicians got their act together and picked a date. And therefore, when it came up, what did I have to do? Maybe you would then be saying that, yes, okay, you could have opted out of whatever agreement you had. And I say, I'm not an Emilokan person, so GBDC is not there. Life will go on, must go on. There were more than enough people to give you analysis, not just in Nigeria Info, but across the board, across the spectrum. And in any case, I don't know how to translate this from Yoruba to English, so permit me if I say it's in Yoruba, about Dalet, about Tosha. Is there anything at all? Not Iwolokan, what's your name? Fellow, yeah. No, what's the... what's your name?
Sheriff Ni.
Will you... I am Iwolokan. Eleyi.
Why did you do like that? Is that not my name? That's my name now.
Yeah, you cannot be Iwolokan. Agbani is my time. Anyway, I was just going to say, Sheriff, that... One, I'm not an Emilokan person where you believe that if you are not there, something is not going to happen. And that secondly, to be honest with yourselves, set yourselves at home. Is there anything that we say here that is a complete surprise to you that you can't think out yourself? It is important for you to know that the job that we do here is to stimulate. We got a lot of things wrong in the last APC convention. If you asked me, I would never, ever have thought that Asiwaju would have made it. Never. Because we, and I think Sheriff was probably with me on this, we looked at all parameters and it just didn't work out in that manner. But you see, politics is a different ball game. And one of the failures that we had on this job, we didn't put ourselves in the minds of politicians. Though, remember, I had always told you that the aspiration of a politician who is casting a vote is different from the aspiration of, you know. The politician has an interest. He wants to be carried along. He wants to make all he can. We heard stories about money making the rounds, $5,000, this and that. Just downstairs, Wazo was telling me about how one of the delegates on collecting his money, he went to the car park nearby to buy himself a brand new car to drive back to his state and stuff like that. Is a golden opportunity for most of them, you know, and that's so we didn't factor that in. I must salute, whether we like it or not, I must salute the Jagaban himself for being so resolute and determined. That much I envy in him. Determined to achieve what, I don't know, because all what we heard through was that it is my turn, it is my turn, it is my turn. That is the Yoruba's turn, which I don't agree. If we were to go by that understanding, it would have been the turn of the Southeast. But let's leave all that now. We've put all that behind us. So congratulations to him and congratulations to the party. So we didn't look at it from that standpoint. Now, what about all the intrigues that took place during this convention? The intrigues, the backbiting, the sleaze, even between husband and wife. We don't want to go into details. even if we don't know, we heard what we heard. You know, even between husband and wife. I am told that, that there was so much disappointment in persons by those who were joining the political race for the first time. I didn't know how politics played out. And that one of them, actually, that he wept uncontrollably when he discovered that he had been surrounded and been pushed into a project where he thought that he was a card. And he thought that he had a card. Not only did he not have what he had stats. All the people around who are competing against this gentleman, they had stats in their pocket. Jay, you play what? Baba your what, Nisha? At the last minute. Look at the issue, for example, of stepping down. Some of us were caught by surprise. For example, everybody wondered. In our own thinking, we thought that, yes, Fayemi is a strong contender. He might even be Baba's choice and so on and so forth. But it didn't take long for him to quickly step down for his principal. Now, the question I now ask myself is, these people have their own supporters, people who have left their daily jobs to join their project. Did you tell them before you step down in support of another, did you seek their opinion? I'd love to know that, for example, that one or two people that I know in the Fayemi camp, I'd be asking them, were you consulted before your principal stepped down and left you hanging? When you relate with politicians, you have to be extreme, especially if you're a professional, maybe like media. I've done media. I did media work for Wahab Dosunmu all through his life. Gratis. Okay? Gratis. Right from 1982 till he died, I handled Wahab Dosunmu's media work. Free. Without a dime. Just on point of principle. To say that, okay, yes, yeah, I believe what you're doing. So I'm wondering if how I would have felt if Wahab had stepped down, without consulting me and a few others who left their daily job to join in this project. I don't know if Fayemi and Co. did that. Well, that's we all have our lessons to learn. Okay, so now we're faced with two major contestants. And one of the things we'll be doing in the coming weeks is to just provide a guide. We're going to provide a guide for you that will help you make a decision between the two choices. You are wondering why I'm not talking about Peter Obi. Let me make the issue of Peter Obi very clear. Of the three, if you wake me up from sleep without whatever, I'd always like, at least Peter Obi is at the very least saying the right things. He's not saying like one of them says, it is just because it is my turn, and the other who has been going on and on and on. No, he is saying the right things. But Peter Obi is not a politician's delight. I'm talking about analysis. I'm not talking about sentiments here. Some people have gone on the social media. You're not giving us hope. We've donated money. I love Peter Obi. I have said that a vote for Peter Obi would at the very least be making a political point. But my job here is to talk about what I think would be the reality. Okay, so I failed in the convention one. If you like, think I'm going to fail in this one, so be it. I have told you, our job here is to stimulate your thoughts. Nobody should come and tell me he or she cast a vote because I said so. So for me, a Peter Obi presidency looks bleak. Which National Assembly is he going to work with? You need to factor all these things in. Who are his followers? How many senatorial candidates and House of Representatives candidates does his party have? There's a reality in all this. Unfortunately, I'm not somebody who panders, to public sentiment. I just say things the way I see them. No matter, that's the way I look at it. That we are left with these two people. So we will provide a guide we will carry every other person along, undoubtedly. But I'm trying to focus on the two likely, which of the two would come, and then you will sit back. What I would say is that it would be unfortunate if you continue to vote again on tribal sentiments. All this Emilokan issue, as far as I'm concerned, it shouldn't happen. Personally, what we would want is who would make Nigeria a better country. Unfortunately, I, Fola Jimidisu, I'm sorry to say, at least for now, I can't say that, oh, this is the person for now. I'm too distraught, too disappointed at the fact that the dream for having a new person in the block, a young person, knowledgeable, to start a new Nigeria, that dream has been thwarted. And so we are going to have another 8 years of same. When, in 85, the other gentleman took over government, I told Muyiwa Adejiba that day, I keep mentioning it, he doesn't like it. But I remember that I told him, he was my editor then. We were at the editorial conference about to start. Everybody was elated because they thought that Buhari had been too hard with decree, what was it now? Some decree four, so, you know. And they were all laughing and cheering. And I said to myself, this country is not going to be the same again. And for those who are my age and above, they will know that that's exactly what happened. The country it did a flip. And we became a country of hustlers, everybody trying to get close to the top to succeed. Nothing is going to change in this new dispensation. It's going to be same of same. I've heard stories of what happened during the convention itself. You know, the ladies were following, four or five ladies were following one man. No, don't let me call them, they were girls. How the boys were hustling to be PA, SSA, whatever. Pre-85, you face your front. You finish university and you got your job. You finish your mechanic, whatever. You do your freedom, you set up shop. Everything was a level playing field of some sort. But now, we are now a full country of privileges, which of course will give way to corruption. I'm also afraid, if you look at the antecedents of these two players, I am hoping that they will have a change of heart. Okay? It is my fervent hope that they will have a change of heart and they'll be able to say, okay, we did all this in the past, you know, now let's now do things in the proper manner. It's the least I can do for my country before I go to the great beyond. I'm worried about the ages. I'm also worried about the health status of one of them, which is well known, on the ability to do these things. But at least they might, most likely, be less political restiveness if any of the two is in the saddle. Now we get to my feelings on the North-South dialogue, on the North-South situation. Yeah, North and South. Remember that I told you that Northerners are smart, man. They are smart. They know how to play politics. They understand the Nigerian psyche. If you thought that, this is my thinking, if you thought that the APC governors from the North stepped down for good reason, the reason you are thinking of, you better think twice. In the last 1 or 2 weeks, well, let's say 1 week, if what we see in the social media is anything to go by, about 14 top North members of the APC have moved over to the PDP. The movement has started. Okay? I believe that this politics was played across the board. Wazo was telling me downstairs, he went for a wedding in Abuja last week, and he saw that it was a politician's daughter's wedding, and that a lot of the guests were across the two parties, and not like you think that they were in fisticuffs. Everybody was blending, laughing, backslapping, sharing bottles of champagne, and so on and so forth. And therefore, it is important that you, especially the supporters, it is important that you realize that some of these things that you carry on your head, to use Nigerian lingo, sometimes might not be worth it, might not be what you think. Over time, we will see where all these conspiracies, where it lay. But I had always said that Northerners are not verbose. They don't make noise. They don't. A Northerner would not even say, it is my turn. They won't do that. You know. Personally, I couldn't be bothered where the president comes from for as long as he makes my life comfortable. I'm not a political animal. I'm not interested in politics in that manner. I just want somebody who would have the populace in mind, create a peaceful environment for us to live in. Okay? So over time, we will be able to look and see where all this is going. On Thursday, I'm going to have that madam that you all love, Angela Jetumobi. I'm going to have her in on Thursday. We'll probably do it by phone because she's stuck in Abuja now. And I'll confirm on that Thursday, between Friday and Saturday, we will have Captain Blade for us to very quickly, early in the day, look at the defense implications of having either of these two people. As far as manifestos go, manifestos are written by people who are paid to write them. That's the honest truth. Don't bother yourself about a manifesto in Nigeria. It's hardly ever followed. You'll be hearing things like themes, agenda, this and that, for the simplest of things. Don't worry. Just do a critical analysis. Judge them by the past. And that will help you make an informed decision. It's 9:20. That dreaded machine, I think, comes up. What? By the way, it's okay. Morning.
Morning.
Ah, where are you going? I love your boots.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, ele yato.
What does that mean?
Ele yato. How are you?
I'm good.
I missed you.
I missed you too.
It's a lie. You didn't miss me.
I did.
You did?
It was so boring playing.
Oh, playing my repeats. I had to go. You know what? Let's see how it goes. Maybe by this time next year, you'll be able to take on my slot when I'm not around.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's work at it. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's on that. Yeah, what do they call them now? Did you say you're trainee? What's the name of trainee?
Training?
No, not.
Tell me, try.
I'll think of the word now.
Okay. We'll get it.
All right. So we're going to open up. I'm training you anyway.
Oh. Okay.
I will train you, definitely.
I'm a producer.
You're a producer, okay. I will train you to produce more.
All right.
Fantastic. I keep forgetting that you've actually left university because you forever look young.
Oh.
Maybe for the record, you should tell them you left Pan African when?
2018,
imagine.
Yes.
Are you still looking?
It's good genes.
Philip, you don't need to look too far. Brace up.
Brace up.
Okay, so I always like to run off before that dreaded machine comes in. Mm. We're going to take your calls 0700-993-993-993 and the female line 01465-7190. We'll take your calls. And please, you know the rules. Call from a quiet place. Watch what you say. There's no need for us to go into fisticuffs over political things. And for those on the social media who keep insulting people over support, I mean, hey, what's it all about? You have your choice, I have mine. And guess what? I tell this, and we will talk about that when I do come back. Those who are so-called enhancers or whatever name they call them, the presenter of programs is not on the ballot. Your principal is. Let me share some of the reactions that I'm getting here. So one gentleman called Timothy says that you really disappoint me on radio this morning. And I also feel sorry for you. He's feeling sorry for me for saying our labor struggling to put our resources together to support Peter Obi is in vain. I think you need to apologize to Peter Obi supporters and youth generally. I feel your pain. My job here is not to encourage. My job is to analyze the truth. Everybody has his own role to play. What I've taken upon myself since I've been doing this program is to put the bare facts and bare analysis on ground. And like I said, I did not say you should not support Peter Obi. People need to understand what I'm saying. What I'm just saying is that there is a likelihood that it's one of these two people that would be. Okay. So, Timothy, I sympathize with you, but But that's it. I just have to say it, you know, as it is. This is from Twitter. Some of these names I don't understand. Anyway, this one says that the truth is bitter. As much as I hope for a Obi president, the owner of Nigeria has decided the next president 10 years ago. And Chigozie Justice says that Jibidisu is the worst political analyst, preaching hopeless to the woking. What does it mean by woking? W-O-K-E-N. Shame. Woking.
Like enlightened.
Enlightened. Ah, okay. Thank you. That's what I have here. To the working youth, shame on him. This is a Chigozie. Chigozie, I feel your pain. But you would have sounded better if you didn't add an insult to it. We need to be able to engage in public without insulting other people. Okay? It is not. What it does is that it diminishes the quality of what you've written. Somebody would have wanted to retweet this because it put the shame on him. If he's a well-mannered person, he'll be saying that no. So we need to get that right. AAS says that are the politicians the only ones that will vote in the general election? The answer is no. The answer is no. But you need, let me explain to you, you need politicians to win, whether you like it or not. I'll give you an example. When Jimmy Agbaje first came out for governorship in Lagos, I supported him. And on point of principle, not only did I vote for him, I worked for him, even without his knowledge. And I was amazed that where I voted on that day, where I voted, it was the APC people that fed his own agents. I don't know, he was one party, I think it was told DPA or something like that. It was the APC people, the mamas came out with cooler, they fed all the high-neck people, big jollof rice and chicken, the thing was steaming from the whatever. And by the time I knew it, I noticed the guy, he was carrying this big brown bottle. There was one on the floor. That one don't enter. He was on the second one. They were counting in CMS. Baba was the bottle of whatever in whatever. It was so far away from where the action was going on. You need to understand that in our own country, it's not just about voting. Look at the last primaries. There's a video that's gone viral. I don't know if it is true. Where somebody jumped from 74 to 100 and something. We are talking practical here. So unless we talk to ourselves practically, we won't get a solution. There's no need for us to go on a high and achieve absolutely nothing. The youth should have invaded long time ago these same political parties. By the way, it is a lot of the youth in these same political parties that have produced these candidates. So let's get that clear. I'm sorry, I would love to encourage people, yes, but if you cannot encourage and cannot be encouraged if you, first of all, in the first instance, don't know the bare facts. And like I said, the way I look at our job here is to stimulate your thought. One of the things that will stimulate your thought is knowledge and not denial. Okay? AAS, Deji Dotun, Ike Onoha, who is an Obi supporter, said that I listened to Jimmy and Sherif this morning and I was a little disappointed. Uncle Jimmy is gradually shifting grounds. Nope. I'm not into politics. I'm not voting for anything. I'm not even, in this job that I do, I'm not even voting for recognition. If you don't want to listen to my program, I will understand. I'm not gathering anything. I'm just giving the bare facts and bare analysis in all honesty, and that's what it is. So please, I'm not shifting any grounds. I'm where I am. And people need to listen carefully. In this dispensation, those of us who speak in public and know how to speak in public, there is more about what we have not said that is being said. You need to have a full understanding. But he said something that I found inspiring. He said, we the youth will do our best to the last day of the election season to deliver Peter Obi presidency. We will never give up. And I like that. Olazek said he was preaching hopelessness to the people. This is, and they never use their real names. They use the picture of somebody else. Later, they will go about blaming the younger generation. Talking about, let's hope Atiku Atinubu will change when they get to office. What kind of statement is that? Go Yeni. You didn't listen well. You didn't listen well. One of the things that is important for anybody at all, before you react to anything in public, listen well. Don't take half a sentence. Listen well. Absorb it before you make a reply. Okay? This one says, great to see you back. Anyway. So, it is important for the two, or all the candidates, to make sure that they have what I will call intelligent influencers. Even though Tony Khan called them influencers. But it is important that they have intelligent people, matured, who can react to public. A candidate himself knows that not everybody will like him. It's not an offense not to like somebody. Oh, he hates so-and-so. He doesn't like him. Of course, you can't like everybody. It's not an offense not to like anybody. That's not a point. Let's at least have something that is intellectual, logical, and matured. Let's have that kind of discussion. But I am sure that for those who can perceive things, they will know how frustrated I am sitting down here. How frustrated. I will tell you this for free. I almost wanted to make a decision not to get involved in public discourse again. Almost. Because we know, some of us, we know where we are coming from. Struggling for a better Nigeria. It didn't just start in this dispute. It started long before some people who throw insults at us were even born. You know, we've been in this struggle and hope that Nigeria will get better. Instead, it gets worse. The only reason why I'm sitting down here is because during my vacation, and thank God this thing took place during my vacation, is that it took me time to now say to myself, know the country that you're living in. Know your people very well. A lot of people who are active in the social media were born during, most of them were born during the era of that gentleman that dabaru everything. So they don't understand. It's not to bring them down, it's also a reality. Yes, some of us are complicit in what, when I say us, I don't mean, but some of us are complicit in the creation of the thoughts that they have today. But that's what it is. Now, is it going to get better? I hope it does, but I have my doubts. I'll take my first caller of the day. Hello, good morning.
Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, Chris.
How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you.
Quick one. Did I say? My people say, Isha Kanem Ogwodo.
You don't start again now. What does that mean?
You know Martha, the one they use in pounding yam?
Yes.
A baby that they cannot send him to.
I can't hear you. Can you please call back? The line is not clear. Please call back.
Martha.
Call back, please. The line is not clear. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. What do we have here now? Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Ngozi calling from Lagos Island.
Morning, madam. How are you?
Yeah, your analysis this morning, in as much as I believe we are individually entitled to our own opinions and analysis concerning the political happenings in this country. One person that believes that nothing is happening in life.
Please, hold on. We have a problem here. We'll get back to you, please. We have a problem here. Let's give time to sort it out. By the way, I'm told here there's this notice that says that for those of you using the app, using the Nigerian Info app, you should delete it. You should uninstall the app and then download again and reinstall. We are having problems with signals in certain areas. So if you are using a Nigerian Info app and you currently have problems, you are advised to uninstall it and then reinstall. Okay? Uninstall it and then reinstall. Good. So let's see if we can try again. It's okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, this is clear now. Morning.
Yeah. It's interesting. Ikenna speaking.
Yes, please go on.
Listen to your submissions and all whatnot. But, sir, I must tell you, there's something you do very well, or if there's something you are known for today amongst many young Nigerians who listen to you, is that you are an opinion leader. An opinion leader. Maybe you might not understand how strong, you know, the position you occupy is in the minds of many people.
Yes.
The fact is, many young Nigerians are disillusioned by, you know, the system we presently operate.
Yes.
They are very sad, and it is what it is. So sometimes when people come, I understand the analysis you're trying to do. It is what it is. The two main candidates, I mean, one of them will eventually emerge.
Yes.
But for some reasons, you know, the young Nigerians or some other, you know, well-meaning Nigerians actually believe that with Peter Obi's emergence, it's going to give an opening for some other people.
Oh, my God. I'm sad to lose that. I'm sad to lose that, but let me, I know where you were going. I thank you for all the kind things that you said. The truth is, I believe nobody would gain freedom without true knowledge. Okay? I don't want people to just have hopes that will then be dampened all over again. That's why I queue on the line of reality. Okay, rather than there's a word, I can't use it on radio. You know, if you want to do something, do the real thing. We need to let people understand what it really is. And maybe that will ginger them up to doing the right thing. Rather than me sitting down here and saying, okay, do this and do that. When I know within myself that the way it is now, Peter Obi might jolly well be a president for the future. He might jolly well be a president for the future. And maybe, look at what's my friend's name now? What's the name of that, the guy who won reps, Philip? The guy who won reps at PDP, what's his name? Banky W. You know, he tried with another party until he realized that for him to get his ambition to turn his country around, he probably has to find a way to go through to get to the right place and make a diversion. So he joined the PDP. Now he's got the ticket. Now we are looking forward to a very strong Banky W, in spite of his party affiliation, making full representation for his people of Etiosa, if and when he wins the election. So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I'm looking at the reality. I like to give people hope, but I don't like to give people false hope. You know, it's not my style. I'm not wired for such things. I like to know what it is. I am more worried than a lot of people, all these people that are making these responses, because I have seen Nigeria work. And I have a fair idea where all this is going. So I'm not discouraging anybody, indeed. If I find anything inspiring, is some of the things that I hear, not only that Peter Obi says, but that Peter Obi has done. I remembered I had an interaction with him when he was governor, you know, when he came visiting. We didn't even know the time he came into the compound, you know. And I've had him on my program, I think, twice. You know, I'm quite impressed with him. He's human. There are some negative things that are being said about him, but hey, I'm sure there's some negative things that I said about me too. That's part of human, you know, existence. We can't fault that. I'm sorry we are having a problem with the lines. I would say that please don't be discouraged. We'll make another attempt to see if we can get your views in. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
This is Simon calling from Ogun State.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I quite like how the way you have been educating to Nigerians. Mm. But unfortunately, I have to disagree with you this morning.
Yeah, go ahead. No problem.
Yeah, you see the Peter Obi issue. It's an issue that will take Nigeria like a tsunami. I strongly believe that his candidacy will excel by the special grace of God.
Yeah.
With all teeming Nigerians that have been talking much about him, It's left for us, the youth, to pick up the message. I myself, I'm living in a very small village. I've picked up the message.
Yes.
I've gone around to tell people get your PVC, and a lot of people are agreeing with me. Even the Labour Party, you are talking of structure. I will bring structure to my own little village. By the grace of God, I'm going to sponsor a program in your station.
Point noted. 1 hour. Please.
So that's the way to do it.
Okay, fine. Please, when you do call in, this is not a campaign ground. Okay, what we're doing here is analysis, not a campaign ground. Out of sheer politeness, you know, I love that slide, but we are not supposed to campaign for a candidate. You know, there are rules to this game. Okay, like I said, you know, let's just see how it goes. I think I can take that call. That's a Skype, right? So it'll probably be clearer. Hello, good morning.
Morning to you. I'll come back.
Morning.
Dave on the line.
Who is on the line?
Devo.
Oh, where are you calling from?
Somewhere around. But okay. I just wanted to say this. In as much as we banter back and forth, I know while you're playing the real game, I think it's good that we guide the youth and the popular crowd on what politics is really about. Because much is not said when we say that the majors are going to win. People need to understand that there is a making of a president. Whilst we dismiss Tinubu and Atiku and say, oh, they're just old men, you need to understand that as old as they are, these men work hard to achieve where they get to. And let me say this. You need a structure in place. You need to understand that even the major parties financed people to go to even all the other 38 parties to plug their candidacies. As far as ADC, money was at play to ensure that popular candidates did not emerge.
Yes.
You need to understand that the politicians go as far as registering as many voters as they can, especially in the North. And in the South, some go as far as getting all the market women associations. Some people were debating why pastors should force members to go and get PVC. Do you understand that politicians go and gather all the market women and ensure that they don't operate if they don't have their PVCs?
Yeah.
There is a lot of work that takes place on the ground. So it's not enough to hype on social media. It's not enough to say, no, if you don't believe, go away. There is work to be done. Even on the day of voting, you have to come out. That is why at the end of the day, those that they have paid show up and push in their candidates. Beyond the voting, you have to defend your vote and ensure between the polling station and the collation center, gymnastics does not happen on your vote. This is what is required, and we must remember that there is a full game involved. You must stay it to the end. You must stay it to the end to ensure that you produce the people you believe can move this country forward. So I'm pushing the responsibility to all Nigerians who believe they want something better. This is a marathon. Gear yourselves up.
It's not an event.
It's not going to happen overnight.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dibu. Thank you. Well, you heard him. You heard him. He put it succinctly. He put it, you know. Like you said, it's not a marathon. And we, like I said, I'm on the side of reality, really, and not just gassing and whatever. Let's call a horse, call a spade, instead of a farming implement. Thank you very much, Ivo. I think there's this, I need to correct something. I keep having this impression that anybody who is on Skype is probably calling from outside the country. Not necessarily. If you have access to Skype on your phone, please use it, because apparently our lines are not being too efficient this morning. I have another caller here. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, hello. Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
In as much as you said, Labour Party probably doesn't have, they can't work with the people in the Asorok. Even though that APC or PDP has their House of Rep and the senators, can't it be, if we the youth come out and people choose Labour Party to lead as the president, and the INEC Mahmoud Farouk
can do his job diligently, even if it weren't money. Because Labour Party are now operating on money to go fund 64 billion naira. And
okay, sir, we have to go. I have to leave the studio, okay? Time is far gone. I do apologize. Maybe you can call in on Thursday. That's where we have to end it for today. We have Dear Bumi tomorrow. And on Thursday, we have Angela Adetumobi, you know, the lady who covered the whole process, who's quite knowledgeable about the whole process, will be with us. For the last caller, one more time, sir, I do apologize. When you call in, please try and gather your thoughts together so you can do it within the 1 minute that we allocate. Okay, I understand Mrs. Teke is on vacation, but it's okay. Are you standing in for her?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the next voice you'll hear after mine will be Isoke, who is standing in for the Tekes. I'd like to thank you all. Thank you all for, you know, your messages when I was on vacation. I do apologize. For the last caller, please, I do apologize. I allow you to call in to make your point again. And by the way, I need to collect one impression. I didn't say, you see, this is part of the problem of this job. Is there something like I said that the Labour Party cannot work with them in Abuja or some, or in Aso Rock or something like that? I never said something. I never said anything like that. But I appreciate where you were going. For the record, let me say that I have not said nobody should not support any candidate. It's a free choice. All I have done is to try to analyze and project to the future what will most likely happen. One more time, thank you all, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's